AP News, I'm Hayapan Juwani. Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani is being allowed to remain in his Florida condo for now, despite his creditors asking a judge to force him to sell the $3 million property in Palm Beach. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
New York bankruptcy judge Sean Lane says there's significant concern that Rudy Giuliani's been sinking tens of thousands of dollars into maintenance fees and taxes for his Florida condo. The former New York mayor and close Trump ally has been ordered to pay $148 million to two former Georgia election workers for spreading false allegations against them to cast doubt about the 2020 election. Other payments are due to two election technology firms, the IRS, Hunter Biden, and a supermarket worker who was jailed after patting Giuliani on the back. A lawyer representing some of those clients says she doesn't want the creditors left holding the bag while Giuliani gets to live in his luxurious condo.
A new report says that thousands of illegally trafficked firearms in the U.S. came through unlicensed dealers. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
New data released by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says that more than 68,000 illegally trafficked firearms in the U.S. between 2017 and 2021 came through unlicensed dealers. Almost 60% of closed cases during that time period that could be traced involved people who had previously been convicted of a felony. The Biden administration has separately proposed a rule that would require thousands more gun sellers to get licensed and run background checks. That proposal quickly drew protests from gun rights groups who contend it would ensnare regular people who sometimes sell their own guns. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A man convicted of shooting and killing two people in Oklahoma City more than two decades ago was executed Thursday morning. During a clemency hearing last month, Smith expressed his, quote, deepest sorrows, unquote, to the victims' families, but denied he was responsible. Michael DeWayne Smith received a lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister and was pronounced dead at 10:20 a.m. At a news conference, Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he's pleased that the contents of a large vessel diverted to the port of New Jersey, New York because of the bridge collapse have been sent to the port of Baltimore by rail to be distributed to the recipients.
75 containers from that rerouted vessel arrived at the Sigrett Marine Terminal at the port of Baltimore, operated by Ports America Chesapeake. These containers will be transferred from rail.
I'm Hayapan Juwani, AP News.